part of the discipline of magic, oddly enough, because we think of it as being about tuning in and manipulating our internal reality. But part of the real discipline of it is being able to clear yourself out enough so that you can actually be in touch with external physical reality. So let's do that right now. Why don't we start with a kind of grounding exercise that I would do if we were outside in nature. If you can't take this outside, you might want to listen to it a couple times and turn it off and then go outside and do this. And again, it's pretty simple. Just find a place to stand or sit with your feet on the ground. And first, just notice the play of your body with gravity, how your body dances with gravity, how it's pulling on your body, whether the ground you're standing on is level or not level, what muscles are getting tight, what muscles are loose. Notice the feeling of the air on your skin and where it feels different, where you have clothing and where the air is in direct contact with the skin. Close your eyes for a moment, just because we tend to be very visual creatures, and sometimes we need to close that sense to focus on the other senses. And take a deep sniff in through your nose. You know, if you were a dog or a coyote, your nose would be telling you all kinds of information about the weather, about the other people that are around you, about the animals in the vicinity. So just imagine for a moment that you could be as sensitive as that animal. And as you take that deep sniff in, really notice the information that's coming to you on the air. And notice what you're tasting in the back of your throat. And how even your own saliva tastes on your tongue, what you had for breakfast. And then open your ears and notice what you hear. Do you hear the wind? Do you hear the birds? Do you hear human sounds? Just let yourself be aware that everything around you is speaking and communicating. Its communication, its language is as intelligible to it as our human language is to us. And then open your eyes and notice what you see. And look around you and imagine you could look at everything with the fresh eyes of a child. And when you feel present, start to move a little bit. Take a step or take another step. As you move, as each foot makes contact with the earth, just be aware of planting yourself on the earth. As if you were one of those walking trees out of Tolkien, you know, with big toes that can grip the earth. You don't have to look at your feet. Let yourself look up, look around you. You can kind of rest your foot lightly on the ground for just an instant before you commit your weight. And then take a step. And notice your breathing. And keep breathing deep into your belly. Now stop for a moment. Put your hands out to the side as far as you can. If you're looking straight ahead, start wiggling your fingers, bringing your hands in till you find the edge of your peripheral vision. And now with a deep breath, what I'd like you to do is just, again, you can keep looking straight ahead, but imagine you extend your field of awareness out to the edge of your peripheral vision, all around you. You can put your hands and arms down. But now walk around. And now this is where I'd like you to turn this off or go outside if you're not outside already. And just take a little time and observe from this state. And as you observe, you might find your inner dialogue going, and you can just gently ask it to stop. Or you can replace it with one question, and the question is, I wonder. Go find some things to wonder about. I wonder why that tree is bending in the wind and the other one isn't. I wonder what the name of that flower is. I wonder why that apple is ripe and the other one is not ripe. So go out, take as much time as you want to, need to, and I'll be here when you get back. Welcome back. You might want to keep a journal about some of the things you wondered about. And in some sense, you might not actually have the answers to what you wondered about, but they might lead you on a journey of exploration to find some of those answers. In another sense, it's the questions that are actually more important than the answers. Besides teaching magic and ritual, I also teach permaculture, which is a whole system of ecological design that's very integrated with what we teach in earth-based spirituality. And we often say that we like people to go away with more questions than answers, because what will make you a sensitive observer of nature and what will make you able to intervene effectively, sensitively, elegantly in the natural world is not having all the answers, but having just this attitude of openness and wonder and reverence and curiosity that will keep you alive, keep you looking, keep you noticing the things that will tell you what to look for and what to do and what not to do. So when you have observed from this basic state, again, find yourself a place and really make it a practice to go out every day, and even some days it might be 5 minutes. Other days you might have a long time to observe. But it's that thing of going back to a place regularly that is so important. One of the groups I've studied with is a group called the Wilderness Awareness School, headed up by a guy named John Young. And that's what they recommend as their basic discipline, finding your own sit spot where you can sit every day. Because if you learn one place, even if that's your backyard in the middle of the city, and you really see that change over the seasons and over time, if you hear how the soundscape of the world around you changes with the seasons, if you know a place intimately, you know, you can tell from the bird song what time of day it is, what the weather is like, what season it is. Once you've learned that one place, that opens the door to understanding and connecting with any place that you might happen to be on the earth.